The Prime Minister employs some interesting fear tactics. The government reveals money doesn't grow on trees, and two enemies find common ground in an unlikely place.
Hey, it's Effie Bateman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Thursday, the 12th of May.
Wendell Hussey on the other side of the booth here with you. Always great to have your company. Hope you're doing well. What's making news today, Effie?
All right, so starting off with some political news, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison has hit back at Anthony Albanese's claims that the minimum wage should be increased by stating that Albanese clearly wants labourers to drive a Ford Ranger Raptor.
Yes, which isn't right, seeing as only the builders' employers should have access to that kind of lifestyle.
Exactly. Stating that he finds it offensive that labourers won't even be able to write the vehicle off, Morrison reckons it'll all just be a huge waste of everyone's time and money.
Yes, said that these labourers can't be driving Ford Raptors like their bosses. It's just not fair. Albanese has defended his calls for a rise to the minimum wage, though, saying that he doubts labourers will be in danger of buying the sports utility vehicle unless they are some sort of thumb-sucking, live-at-home son of a builder.
And speaking of the minimum wage, a government that has wasted $1 billion on submarines and rorts reckons increasing the minimum wage is a very bad and very reckless idea.
Yes, these calls to raise the minimum wage, of course, were shot down by Morrison, as we just mentioned, and his government, never one to miss an opportunity to piss away money, whether it's through shoddy environment grants, car parks, or raising their own pay, said that an increase to that wage would be irresponsible and reckless. Raising the minimum wage, that could affect business owners and people like him. Stating that raising the wages of our working class will adversely affect those people, Morrison says we need to learn that money doesn't grow on trees, so people need to stop being so greedy. $22 an hour for the minimum wage would be disproportionate and reckless, would damage our economy, said Morrison.
And lastly, we have some local news, and a bloke about to undertake a police entry exam has come face to face with the very reason he was entering the police force in the first place, his high school bully.
Yes, the local Batuta Heights man named Kane is alleged to have copped it pretty hard during his formative years, which caused him to build up a lot of resentment and anger. And if you're thinking the reason he wanted to join the police force was to protect people like himself, unfortunately, you are wrong. Because he's joined it, seeking vengeance, apparently.
Yes, and coincidentally, his former bully, John Rogers, has also tried to join the police for the very same reason, as he figured if he was going to be a bully, he may as well get paid for it.
Who knows? They may just become good friends.
And for our quote of the day, it's from Liberal MP Fiona Martin, who is the member for Reid in Sydney and said this about her Chinese-Australian Labor rival, Sally Situ. Christina Keneally kicked you out of Fowler 2, which is an apparent reference in Keneally winning pre-selection over Vietnamese-Australian lawyer Chu Li in Fowler.
Yes, Situ has said that it's either a very racist mistake or an attempt at dog whistling. Either way,
not
a great look for Fiona Martin there. Yes, not good. And that's where we'll leave it today, I think. All the best.